Hi, I'm Carla Wainwright.
And I'm Little Leah.
And welcome to the Radical Sex Witches podcast, where we explore the themes of sexuality, feminism, consciousness, love, healing, ritual, magic, and all things witchy and wonderful.
A big witchy welcome to today's Radical Sex Witches podcast, where we're going to be talking about embracing beauty. I am Little Leah, and with me is the host of the show, Carla Wainwright.
Hey, Leah. How are you today?
I am doing pretty good. Beauty. This is a pretty big topic. Everybody seems to have an opinion about it. It's very personal at the same time.
Yep. It's a huge topic. It's probably something we could talk about for days and days. And we're going to try to synthesize some of our witchy thoughts about embracing beauty in our podcast today. It is an extraordinarily big topic. And it is something that every single one of our listeners is going to relate to in some way.
So, I mean, like, let's just pretend I was born 5 minutes ago. What does the dictionary tell us the definition of beauty is?
Right. So from the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, it says that beauty is the quality or aggregate of qualities in a person or thing that gives pleasure to the senses or pleasurably exalts the mind or spirit. It's a very elevated definition.
That was very Bridgerton of you. No, that honestly means nothing to me. Like, you know, wah, wah, that's a stereo instruction to beauty.
Totally. Well, yeah. So beauty really comes down to, well, what this definition is telling us, it really tells us that beauty is what gives us pleasure. It's something that we recognize, whether it's in a person or a thing, and it gives us pleasure of some kind to witness or see it.
Right. Absolutely. It's pleasing to see, I don't know, a beautiful flower, sunset, a basket full of kittens, a visually appealing, you know, human.
Absolutely. And today we're talking about beauty as it pertains to women and how women are upheld to beauty standards and how society views beauty. So yes, basket full of kittens, probably nobody would dispute that that is a beautiful thing. But when it gets a lot more complex, when we start to talk about the conditioning we have as women around what beauty is and what beauty entails.
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's the thing. Even though beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and that's such an interesting statement, it's true to some extent, but we are really conditioned to all believe in a beauty standard.
That's right.
This has really been the case throughout history. And of course, beauty standards have changed throughout history, depending on the culture, depending on the time, and you know, there have been shifts in terms of what's deemed attractive and what isn't deemed attractive. So that's, you know, I think we find that across the board. So right now, the current cultural expectation for women is to be physically beautiful, which really means to be thin, to have a face that's aesthetically pleasing, to be well-dressed, to be fit. To really conform.
No gray hair, no wrinkles.
That's right. Look no youthful, perpetually, you know, about 23, all of those things. And so, and all of these aesthetic ideals and mass media campaigns, they're just reinforced day in, day out. It's like we're bombarded everywhere. And especially now with social media, and just seems that everybody is continually looking at imagery of some kind. This cultural expectation is kind of like hammered into our brain. It's really drilled down into every neuron of our brain 24/7.
Yeah. And I mean, like, you're talking about being on social media, like Instagram right there. I'm an influencer. No offense to the influencers, but like, Insta-worthy life is bullshit because we're only showing you what you want to see. And like, yeah, I might have woken up and did my hair and my makeup, but you didn't see me the second I woke up and it looked like I stuck my finger in a fucking light socket, or the fact that, you know, I still had yesterday's makeup smeared right across my face. Like, you don't see those moments. And a lot of like the out front beauty aspects are garbage.
Absolutely. And sometimes people give us a small snapshot of like the real them. But for the most part, that's not what we're seeing at all. We're seeing such a manicured vision of beauty. Filtered.
Absolutely. All the beauty filters that are out there for when you take your, they even come installed on our phones now, for crying out loud.
I know. I think I did a filter there, which was actually kind of fun because there was a filter where you could make yourself old. So I made myself into a 90 plus year old woman. It was actually super cool. I really liked that. But then I thought, okay, I'll do the reverse of that and make myself, you know, whatever they thought the young filter was. It was quite disturbing. I actually never looked like that. There's of course like so much cultural pressure for us to conform to these unrealistic standards. And I will be the first to say that that has been a struggle for me my whole life. When I was a teenager at 13, I struggled with anorexia. I really felt like I was chubby as a kid. And I just felt so much pressure to conform to what I thought was beautiful and that it would make people like me and be accepted. And, you know, that mindset that really got hammered into me at such a young age has been very challenging to unwind. And, you know, sometimes I'm more successful at it than others. And, you know, even like I just turned 50 and for the whole year leading up to it, I would have moments where I really got so distressed about losing my youth and losing my beauty, which is, I know, ridiculous at an intellectual level, but I was just becoming so worried about becoming invisible and losing what society deems so important. Thankfully, I crossed the threshold last week without giving two fucks. I'm happy about that. But it was a huge process for me in the past year to kind of really reconcile and come to terms with that. And I know that it will continue to be something that I'll grapple with, because society makes sure that all of us, all women, have to deal with this, you know, at one point.
Absolutely. And for me, it's been a bit different because, you know, like what you just said, you said things started when you were young, and a lot of those things are implanted to us when we are young. And it could be from something that somebody has said to you. And in my case, on more occasions than one, when I was younger, people would say to me, well, you're cute, but you're not pretty. And so to this day, I have a really big problem that if someone gives me a genuine compliment towards my appearance, that I think that they're bullshit and that it's simply just not true. And so, you know, my defensive shield is like going into something comedic and being like, I'm the dirty, like, troll under the bridge, and then laugh my ass off because I am hilarious. So... But that, you know, that is an effect of a beauty standard and choosing not to believe that I fit into like any of these boxes.
Absolutely. And I, you know, these boxes, they're so incredibly tiny, and I don't even know what subsection of the population actually truly fits into those boxes. It's probably 0.000 whatever, 1% or something like that. And and that conditioning that we receive when we're younger, it is so hard to unwind. You know, one comment like that can live with you for the rest of your life. And you may have, and I know you've received, you know, multitudes of really positive comments about your beauty and your appearance, but it can just be that one comment that that sticks with us and really becomes the anchor that weighs us down in terms of how we perceive ourselves as beautiful in the world.
Yeah, I truly believe that. Like, I don't know how old I was. I think I was a preteen when I got that first comment. And here I am at like almost 43 years old. And so if you were to say to me, oh, you look so pretty today, I'd be like, thanks. And like, you know, pretend having a stroke or something to change the topic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so hard. And, you know, our perceptions of how we see ourselves in the world in terms of our appearance and all of this can create so much damage. And actually for some women, it's really destructive to their mental health. And so whether that turns out to be, you know, going completely crazy in terms of trying to fit an aesthetic ideal with plastic surgery or, you know, lots of makeup and clothes and just overspending and overinvesting and spending all your energy in that, or just feeling like you have to hide away, there's such a massive psychological impact because of the way that society really tells us that we're supposed to be.
And that's just a feeding of the machine. If you think of it, you know, like I've implanted these insecurities into you. So now you can go spend your money by buying my makeup products, by buying those hair extensions, by buying like clothes. Like even clothing is a fucking joke because everything comes in really small sizes and large is like, I'm sorry. Wearing large underwear, like it's not a circus tent anymore. Like it's pretty small. And I'm like, what are other like more voluptuous, lovely women wearing? Like this is a large and I could just put it on my head for crying out loud.
It's very true. The whole sizing thing is total bullshit.
Total bullshit.
Yep. Totally, totally. And our insecurities are really feeding this multi-billion billion-dollar empire of the cosmetics industry, the fashion industry. And I mean, it's astounding how much money is poured into this, this belief of really what is, like Naomi Wolf calls it, the beauty myth.
So yeah. What's the beauty myth?
The beauty myth, this is a book that feminist writer Naomi Wolf wrote. She wrote it, it first came out, I think, in 1990, and I read it in the 90s, and it had a huge impact on me. And then it came out again, I think there was a re-edition, came out in 2002. And she really, yeah, she talks about all of these things, about how beauty, it's a myth, but it's a myth perpetuated by society. It's perpetuated by corporations because it has this multi-billion dollar... it's this multi-billion dollar machine that's constantly being fed into, but that it's really actually at its heart and root, it's a complete patriarchal system that's designed to keep women subjugated and small. And I believe that absolutely. So I want to preface that by saying though, that like, of course we're going to find things beautiful and we want to feel beautiful and look beautiful and allow ourselves to really shine. And that's really important, but not at the expense of our own inner selves and not at the expense of making other people feel small and really not to line the pockets of really, you know, wealthy people who actually don't have your best interests at heart. So that's the problem, is that it's trying to find some kind of middle ground where as human beings, of course, we're going to always recognize beauty because we're visual and we're just like designed to recognize things that we find pleasant and give us pleasure. But it's that it's been so skewed, and it's been skewed really on purpose to keep women small, to keep women from really claiming our entire power, because we're so obsessed and so minimized by what we think beautiful should be and what we need to do to get there.
I do see, like before I did mention, like the Instagram worthy life and everything is like perfect looking all the time. I do want to give a shout out to my fellow TikTokers. And I know I talk about TikTok a lot, but it has opened such a doorway to women being like, this is me. Here I am. I don't give a fuck. And I am beautiful and awesome. And you should come along with me. And one of the fantastic things is there is like thousands of likes and comments that are supporting. They're like, yes, we like this. We are like you. You are representing someone that looks like me. So shout out to all you amazing TikTok women out there.
I totally agree. And I also think that on Instagram, there are a lot of really amazing women out there who are defying our concepts of beauty and really expanding our awareness and our capacity to really be truthful about what beauty is. So if like I think about when I was a teenager in the 80s, there was like Cosmo and Glam, maybe there was Glamour. I don't know. There were like kind of all of these beauty magazines. All the women on there were white. They were super thin. You know, all the supermodels, and then Kate Moss, who was like even thinner. And yeah, like there was the whole heroin chic thing. And there was just like really only one ideal of beauty. And so there was like no Instagram, no TikTok, no nothing of this. So it's like you would see people around you, but the media really hammered this one ideal of beauty. And so now, you know, I've with my kids, I see that they can be if they choose to be. So this is the key thing. It's like when you're saying you're watching these things on TikTok, you actually have to make a conscious effort to look for it. But you can consciously choose to look at different pictures, like look at a different narrative, look at a different way of seeing the world. And that, like, that has an impact on your brain. Like, it literally rewires your brain to step out of that brainwashing that we receive, and reprogram ourselves to actually be so much more encompassing of what beauty is, and ultimately then feel so much better about ourselves. And that's where our power lies, is when we feel good about ourselves, then we reclaim our power and we can act from that place of power within ourselves.
And that is like pretty much what Radical Sex Witches is all about, you know.
Totally.
What do you think that there are some other things that we can do besides, I mean, obviously changing your mindset first and foremost is like the biggest step, but what are some other things that you can do? It's easier said than done, being like, I'm going to change my way of thinking. Well, that was like, for me, that's 43 years of programmed bullshit in my brain.
Totally. Same with me. Like I was just saying, you know, coming up to 50, I was battling those old demons. Like they came on fierce. And so this is a thing, like we can change our mindset. I think we want to have the desire to change our mindset and recognize that it's not linear. Right. And so there will be moments we're going to feel like super fierce and we know we're going to know we're hot as fuck. And then there are other moments where we're going to just feel like a shit show. Okay. So that's okay. And that's part of it. So understanding that it's not a linear journey, and that anything to do with the feminine isn't linear anyway. It's always kind of messy and all over the place. And so that's part of the witch's journey. So that's good. Being conscious about our choices and really recognizing, being conscious about our choices, like in terms of where we're spending our dollars, and absolutely buy makeup. It makes you feel good. Like I buy makeup. I like makeup.
I love makeup. It's still a representation of your artistic self. And it's very much for myself, not for somebody else.
Absolutely. So things that make you feel good, exactly like you said, Leigh, it makes you feel good. You're doing it for yourself. But just being conscious, like when you're looking at something, like really feeling into it, coming back to like, what is my body telling me? Is this a yes? If you feel a yes in your body, then your body's wisdom is telling you this is good for you. Yeah. If it's making you feel like uncomfortable, or you're getting a stomach ache, or you're feeling, you know, you're looking at that advertisement beside the mascara and that gives you a bad feeling in your body, then that's a no. Right. So like trust your own body's wisdom. That's really, really important. Other things you can do is like, just do things regularly that make you feel good about your body. Like your body, if you can go for a run, go for a run, go for a walk, a hike, dance, like put on your favorite tune, do things that make you feel good about your body. That is like some of the best medicine. Right. So just really feeling what's happening in your body, and, make a conscious effort to look on, you know, TikTok, Instagram, these places for people who don't look like what we're told the ideal is.
The mold.
The mold, exactly. Like, yeah, get out of the mold and start following people that you wouldn't normally follow, that kind of maybe test your preconceived notions and maybe even make you feel a little bit uncomfortable because it's sort of pushing the envelope a bit. That can be really powerful. And so the more you look at those images, hear those women's stories, hear what they have to say, see them like owning it in the world, super powerful. Again, that's like another really, really like, that's a radical piece of medicine right there.
And have conversations with your friends, because I mean, like, we keep things really bottled up. And, you know, I mean, there may be some girlfriends that you have that you're like, this is bullshit. I'm not going to tweak my eyebrows like this or this, that, and the other thing. But it's not a common conversation most of the time. Like, it's more kind of like being ashamed. I have a friend that like said to me, I'm going to go work out, but it's not to be skinny. Well, if you want to be skinny, that's for you and not for somebody else. Or you want to do it because you want to get strong. It really doesn't fucking matter. Like, those barriers need to be brought down. If you're doing it because it makes you feel good, like we've already said, you should do it. And then by telling others that you trust, you know, we're building a supporting environment full of witches in our coven.
Exactly. those conversations are so important. And sometimes even just sharing really authentically and truthfully how you're feeling, if you're having a low moment and you're not feeling good about yourself, I can guarantee you that whoever you reach out to has had more than one of those moments as well. And this is what really creates those bonds of common humanity, and the vulnerability can be really beautiful to witness. And you might be surprised at how uplifted you are if you're really speaking from your heart and getting the support you need when you're kind of having a low moment.
And you know, if you don't have friends out there that you feel like you can talk to about this, Carla does have a platform called the Embracing Shakti Temple. And we have covered beauty in a previous month, have we not?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I have a membership circle for women called the Embracing Shakti Temple. And it's an amazing community where we talk about things exactly like this. And I share practices coming from different goddess cultures and embodiment practices and breath work and all kinds of amazing things to really help us heal those deep patriarchal wounds that we've suffered and our ancestors have suffered, and really create a new way of living and being. Stepping into your radical sex witch. That's the idea.
Yeah. So before we let you go today, we want to obviously know what you think about beauty yourself. So our socials are in all the podcast links, I've noticed. You can search us out. Come talk to us. Leave us a review if you're feeling bold. We would love to have your support. What are we going to be talking about next time, Carla?
We are going to be talking about body armoring and sex. So another great topic.
My chastity belt? Like that type of body armor?
Body armor, yeah. And it's also not some kind of like medieval kink either.
All right. I'll have to hold on to that thought then.
No, look, that could be really fun. Body armoring is all about the walls that we put up in our bodies to protect ourselves, but really prevent us from feeling the exquisite connections and sensations that we can experience in sex. So I'm going to talk about how we can release some of that body armoring so we can get it on with full pleasure.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for listening at home, all of our lovely witches. As always, I'm Little Leah.
And I'm Carla. Thank you so much for being here. We are just thrilled to have you joining us on the Radical Sex Witches podcast.
Are you curious about how to liberate your inner witch and experience more pleasure, turn on, and a deeper connection to life? Head over to embracingshaktitemple.com to learn how you can shed old limiting expectations, beliefs, and patterns, and finally let yourself be guided by your inner feminine wisdom and magic.